有一次主耶稣带着门徒经过圣殿。
There was one time when Jesus Christ led his disciples to the temple.
门徒就指着圣殿对主耶稣说啊，你看这是何等的殿宇。
The disciples pointed to the temple and asked Jesus, "Oh, what a temple!"
主耶稣说，你们现在看到这么堂皇伟大的圣殿。
Jesus replied to them, "You see this glorious temple before you."
但是将来不久啊，在这里会没有一块石头留在另外一块石头上面。
But not long afterwards, there shall not be one stone left atop another stone.
说都要被拆毁掉。
Because it will all be destroyed.
后来门徒就暗暗地问耶稣说，你讲的这个事情啊，什么时候会实现？
So, alone they ask Jesus, when will this thing you say happen?
还有你要再临，世界的末了有什么样的预兆？
And when you come again, what will be the sign?
所以主耶稣后来就跟他们谈了很多啊。将来这些事件要发生的一些预兆。
And afterwards, Jesus spoke much of what will happen in the days to come.
当然，这个预兆里面呢，一方面包括圣殿要被拆毁。
And one of the signs is that the temple will be destroyed.
以色列国要亡国再一次的被掳。
And that the Israelites will once again be destroyed.
这个是在西元七十年的时候就应验了。
This had all been prophesied by AD 70.
另外主耶稣又谈到很多啊，世界的末日他要再临，很多很多的预兆。
And then Jesus spoke of many signs concerning his return.
所以虽然主耶稣要来的那一天啊，说那个时辰那日子没有人知道。
So even though no one knows the exact hour at which Jesus will return,
但是我们却可以从很多很多的预兆来知道主耶稣来的日子的确很接近了。
But we can know from the many signs that the day of his arrival is indeed near.
所以既然我们能够分辨天的气色，
And since we can predict the weather,
所以我们也应当啊能够分辨现在是什么时候。
We should also be able to see the signs of the times.
我们今天谈到说，主耶稣再临的第一个预兆啊，就是人的智慧会增长。
Today we said that the first sign of Jesus coming was that man's knowledge will increase.
不管是属世的智慧，属灵的智慧都会增加。
Whether it be worldly knowledge or spiritual knowledge, both will increase.
现在真的。智慧啊，各样的科技文明啊，进步相当快。
And truly, both culture and technology have increased at a rapid pace.
我们看到那个科技哦，电脑呢，相关的一些东西，出来一个新产品，但是不多久又落伍了，又变新的了。
We see computer technology nowadays. Not long after a computer comes out, it becomes old-fashioned again.
因为有新的产品又不断的一直产生。
Because new computers and technologies are coming to replace it.
不管这个属世的、属灵的智慧就是这样，进步的相当快。
And so, regardless of whether it is spiritual knowledge or worldly knowledge, both are increasing at a furious pace.
再来第二个就是人类的罪恶滔天。
And so,the second sign is that the sins of man will reach the heavens.
我们知道古时候挪亚的世代会被毁灭，就是因为人的罪恶很重。
We know that the world of the time of Noah was destroyed because of sin.
所以人都起来了以后啊，他们所想所做的都是恶事。
We know that all that was in people's hearts and all that they did was evil.
所以神看到人啊罪恶那么多，所以神就感到很忧伤。
And God, after witnessing all the evil deeds of man, was saddened.
那就说啊，他们的日子就不长久了。
And said that their days will not be long.
最后就用洪水啊，把挪亚当代人啊，把他灭掉了。
And so destroyed the world during Noah's time with the flood.
索多玛城啊，罪恶很大。
At its end, the city of Sodom was very huge.
所以神特别对亚伯拉罕说。
And so God spoke especially to Abraham.
哦，我现在下来啊，就是要来看看索多玛城啊，他们的罪是不是真的像达到我耳中的。
I've come down to see if indeed the sins of Sodom are as they have reached my ears.
所以如果没有这样，我也会知道。
If it is not like such, then I will know.
后来因为这个索多玛城啊，充满着罪恶，所以神就用硫磺火把它灭掉了。
And because in the end, the Sodom was filled with sin, so they were destroyed by sulfur.
亚伯拉罕曾经为索多玛城啊一直祷告。
Abraham once prayed diligently for the city of
Sodom. 说这个城里面如果有一些义人，神难道你要把义人、恶人都灭掉吗？
Speaking to the Lord, if there are both righteous and unrighteous people in the city, will he destroy both?
神说啊，如果有义人啊，我会因为这些义人的缘故把城留下来。
And God told him, if there are righteous people, for their sake, I will spare the city.
亚伯拉罕从五十个一直求到有没有十个义人。
Abraham bartered with the Lord from 50 people to only 10.
那因为这个城里面啊，到处充满罪恶啊，所以最后就被灭掉。
But because the city was filled with evil, so in the end they were destroyed.
我们看到说啊，天使进到索多玛，要去把罗德他们带出来。
We saw that the angels went into the city of Sodom to retrieve Lot and his family.
从那个时候啊，男女老幼围着那个罗德的家，要把天使啊抓出来五日。
At that time, the old, the young, the men, and even the women were surrounding Lot's household to defile them.
所以我们看到说，这个城真的是罪恶太大。
So we can see that the city was indeed full of evil.
以色列人他们能够住在迦南地啊。
The Israelites are able to live in the land of Canaan.
其实在亚伯拉罕的时代，神就应许要把迦南地赐给他们。
Actually, since the days of Abraham, the Lord had promised to give them the land of Canaan.
但是神却说啊，这个事情要四百多年以后才能够实现。
But the Lord said that it would take 400 more years to fulfill.
因为当时亚摩利人的罪恶还没有满盈。
Because the sin of the Amorites was not yet fulfilled.
所以神就让亚伯拉罕的祖孙啊，后来就聚集在埃及。
And so God had allowed the descendants of Abraham to settle.
一方面在那里孕育啊，慢慢成为一个很大的民族。
One purpose was so that they could grow and prosper.
一方面呢，就是等候啊那个。亚摩利人、迦南人的罪啊，真的是到了满盈的程度。
And the other reason was to wait for the people in the land of Canaan for their sin to reach its peak.
神才借着以色列人进到迦南地，然后把他们赶走。
Only then did God utilize the Israelites to cast out the people in the land of Canaan.
所以神造人在大地啊，就是要让人来治理万大地。
God created the earth so that man could rule over it.
那是因为人啊，没有办法完成神的使命，结果因为罪恶，让整个大地受污染。
But because man could not fulfill God's commandments, so there was sin on the earth.
神也要同时啊，来惩罚人啊，把人从地上灭绝。
And God had to punish the earth and let all life perish.
所以到末世的时候啊，因为人的罪恶满盈。
So in the end times, because sin has run rampant in the world.
所以最后神会把天地啊灭掉。
And so God will destroy the heavens and the earth.
我们看启示录第九章。
Let's take a look at Revelation chapter 19.
启示录第九章二十节。
Revelation chapter 19 verse 20.
启示录九章二十节。
Revelation 19 verse 20.
说其已未曾被这些灾所杀的人，仍旧不悔改自己所做的，还是去拜鬼魔和那些不能看、不能听、不能走金银铜木石的偶像。二十一节
，Verse 21，
又不悔改他们那些凶杀、邪术、奸淫、偷盗、偷窃的事。这里讲到说啊， 虽然有很多的灾难对人是一种警告。
Here it says that even though there are many disasters serving as warnings,
哎呀，人不悔改，所以这个灾难啊越来越大，所以很多人都被杀了。
But because man did not repent, so the disasters grew more and more and destroyed people.
但是那些剩下的人呢、啊，说还是不悔改，还是继续的行恶。
But those who were left, those survivors, still did not repent.
一个就是拜鬼魔，拜偶像。
The first kind was the people who worshipped idols.
还一个就是凶杀邪术、淫乱、偷窃。
The other types were those that practiced sorcery, those that were violent, those that were sexually immoral.
我们看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书三章第一节。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 1。
提摩太后书三章一节。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 1。
说你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。第二节。
Verse 2。
因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲，谤读，违背父母。忘恩负义，心不圣洁。第三节，无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能自约，性情凶暴，不爱良善。第四节，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱厌乐，不爱神。第五节
，verse five，
说有敬虔的外貌，却避了敬虔的私欲，这等人啊，你要躲开。保罗在这里谈到说，世界末后的时候啊，有危险凶恶的日子来到。
Paul says that in the last days there will be terrible days.
人心没有良善啊，违背道德，违背道理啊，行很多很多的是恶事情。
People will not have a conscience, and many evil, wicked things will come about.
所以启示录十八章里面说啊，最后的世界就是一个罪恶的巴比伦。
So in Revelation chapter 18, it mentions that the end of days will be like Babylon.
说罪恶啊，罪恶灌满，所以神就把它倾倒了。
And because it was full of wickedness, so God has to cleanse it.
古时候的巴比伦帝国啊，看起来很强盛，很繁华。
In the days of old, this city of Babylon was very powerful indeed.
但是因为非常残忍、凶暴、罪恶。
But because it was very wicked and violent,
所以呢，神就让他们在一夜当中啊，巴比伦国就亡掉了。
So God allowed Babylon in one night to be overturned.
他说这个罪恶的世界啊，也像巴比伦一样。
So this wicked world that we live in is like Babylon.
因为罪恶灌满了、啊，最后神也把它倾覆掉。
Because it was full of wickedness, so it must also be cleansed.
那真的，我们现在看起来啊，整个社会啊，罪恶相当多。
We see that in society today, there's a lot of sins.
所以呢，不法的事情啊，越来越多。
Many unjust things are increasing.
哦，人啊，失掉了这个人性。
People have lost all trace of kindness and humanity.
人充满了很多、啊、暴力啦、啊，淫乱。
And many immoral and violent things have happened.
你说你常常看到报纸啊，那个报纸拿起来很多社会新闻都是杀人、放火、犯罪的事情相当多。
And so when you pick up the newspaper, you will see reports of violence and of national chaos.
有说学生啊，在学校里面对老师不对同学、啊、不高兴啊，枪拿起来就杀。
Students in schools, if they're unhappy, will take up.
有的工作的人呐、啊，对同事不满意呀、啊，枪就杀。
And those in the workplace may kill themselves as well with guns.
不只是这样啊，我们看到家人当中也是没有亲情。
And yet, even within the family, there has been a lack of love.
我们看到最近的社会新闻呢、啊、
recently in the news,
有的孩子、啊、跟父亲要财产，父亲不给他，就把父亲杀掉。
There was a child who asked his father for his will, but his father would not agree, so he killed him.
啊，有一个年轻人啊，十四岁。
There was a 14-year-old young man.
啊，因为他的爸爸跟妈妈啊离婚了。
Because his parents were divorced.
啊，本来是妈妈把他带回家。
Originally, his mother took him home.
啊，他的祖父觉得说啊，这个孙子啊，可能生活也比较辛苦。
His father thought his son might have a hard life.
所以专程去把他带回来啊，要照顾他。
So he went to take him back home.
啊，父亲祖父啊，很爱他啊，希望给他一个更好的生活环境。
The father really loved the child and wanted to give him a better environment.
啊，但是他跟他的祖父要一些零用钱。
So he asked. The child asked for some money.
说他的祖父没有给他。
But because his father didn't give him any. 结果
刀拿着就跟祖父一直砍头，身体一直砍啊，砍了好几刀啊，把他祖父砍死。
So he ended up butchering his father.
啊，另外这个不晓得在哪一州啊。
And I don't know which state this was in.
有一个妈妈有两个孩子。
But there was a mother with two children.
一个十三岁，一个十六岁，一个男的，一个女的。
One child was 13 and one was 16, a boy and a girl.
啊，这个妈妈说啊，两个孩子啊，跟他们讲话都不听啊，常常一直顶嘴。
The mother said that her child would not listen to her.
后来这个妈妈受不了，强梁起来就把两个孩子都杀掉。
So the mother could not take it anymore.
一个把他杀在卧房，一个把他杀在车库。
And she took a gun and killed her children, one in the living room and one in the room.
我们看到说现在的世界啊，跟那个挪亚当时的世代一样。
So we can see that our world today is like the world of Noah.
充满着淫乱、罪恶，再来就是凶杀暴力。
It is filled with wickedness, immorality, violence.
啊，这是一个世代啊，将要灭亡的一种现象。
Now this is a sign of the end of days.
我们在小的时候啊，觉得说社会很单纯。
When we were young, we were very naive concerning society.
那个时候如果有一个重大的犯罪，哇，整个都很轰动。
If there was news of someone committing a crime, it was big news indeed.
啊，现在我们看到说凶杀暴力啊，相当多，很普遍。
But now we see that violence and crimes.Are all the common.
啊，最近不是还发生一个小孩子啊，十几岁小孩子把他妈妈杀掉啊，把他冰在冰箱啊。
And wasn't it even more recently that there was news of a child who killed his mother and stuffed her in the refrigerator?
人那个人性啊，没有掉了，不像人了。
And so this humanity has surely declined.
啊，这是末世的现象。
And these are the signs of the end of days.
我们看马太福音二十四章。
Let's take a look at Matthew chapter
24. 马太福音24章
Matthew chapter 24.
第七节
Verse 7.
马太福音24章第七节
Matthew chapter 24 verse 7.
说你们第七节
Verse 7.
说民要攻打民啊，国要攻打国，多次必有饥荒地震。第八节
，verse 8，
这是灾难的起头。这里讲到说啊，这个末世的时候会有，世界会有动乱。
Here it says that in the end days, nations will rise against nations.
啊，在一个国家里面啊，常常有很多的纷争。
Within a country, there may be much civil dispute.
啊，国家跟国家之间呢、啊，也有很多的战争啊。
Between countries, there may be many wars and battles.
所以最后是会变成一个动乱不安的一个世代。
So ultimately, it will become a chaotic time.
那尼里斯第二章里面呢、啊，说尼布甲尼撒王曾经做了一个梦。
In Daniel chapter 2, it records that King Nebuchadnezzar once had a dream.
啊，他梦到说啊，有一个很大的金像。
He dreamed of a golden image or statue.
啊，这个像啊，是一个金的头，银的胸。
It had a head of gold and a chest of silver.
铜的腰啊，铁的腿。
a bronze waist and an iron leg.
啊，那脚趾头的时候是半铁半泥的。
Its toes, however, were a mixture of clay and iron.
因为一半是铁，一半是泥巴，所以没有办法合在一起。
But because it was a mixture of clay and iron, so it did not really mix.
那是讲到说这个世界最后啊，虽然有很多很多的国度。
This is to say that in the end days, there will be many countries.
啊，那国度当中啊，有的好像铁比较硬，有的好像泥巴很软。
Some countries will be like iron, strong, and some countries will be like clay.
有的比较强，有的比较弱。
Some countries will be stronger, some will be weaker.
啊，但是彼此之间啊，就合不来。
And between them, they cannot get along.
因为铁跟泥巴是合不起来的。
Because clay and iron do not mix.
啊，这是末世的现象。
And this will be the situation in the end of
days. 现在有很多很多的国家，但是半强半弱。
Even though there will be many countries, but half of them will be strong.
啊，也有的国家是各样的民族啊，掺杂在一起。
And some countries will be a mixture of different groups.
啊，各种的民族啊，彼此没有办法相合。
And those groups will not get along.
啊，正像跟铁跟泥啊，没有办法相合一样。
Just like clay and iron do not mix.
啊，所以我们看到说，这就是末世现在的现象啊。
And we can see that these are the situation of the status quo.
啊，所以到处有纷争啊，有战乱。
We can see that there are a lot of civil strife and a lot of wars.
我们看启示录第六章。
Let's take a look at Revelations chapter 6.
启示录六章。
Revelations chapter 6.
第三节。
Verse
3. 启示录六章第三节。
Revelation chapter 6, verse 3.
说揭开第二印的时候，我听见第二个活物说，你来，第四节。
Verse 4.
就另有一匹马出来，是红的，有权柄给了那骑马的，可以从地上夺去了太平，使人彼此相杀。又有一把大刀啊，是给他。这里是讲到第二印打开的时候啊，啊，这个有一匹红马出现。
Here records that when the second seal was opened, there was a red horse that came about.
他说这个红啊，红色的马是象征啊，杀人流血。
This red horse represented the slaying of man.
所以末世的时候啊，红马出现呢、啊，啊，会有到处征战、杀人流血的事情。
And so in the end days, when this red horse comes, there will be much strife and slaying and blood.
所以世人啊，彼此相杀，然后就失掉了太平。
And so because the people of the world are killing each other, there will be no peace.
啊，然后说会有一把大刀啊，是给他。
And at the time, a large sword will be given to this horse.
那这个大刀啊，就是象征啊，非常恐怖的那个杀人武器。
This sword represents terrible weapons.
我们看到现在的武器啊，真的是很进步，而且很惊人。
We see that nowadays weapons can be very advanced and also very scary.
啊，所以将来战争一发生的话，要人要存留都很困难了。
So ultimately, when there are wars, it will be difficult for people to survive.
啊，所以像那个核子武器的国家，现在越来越多。
And even now, a nuclear proliferation is happening rapidly.
所以虽然呢、啊，暂时啊，表面上维持和平，将来如果发生战争的话，啊，那个是一种毁灭性的。
So even though there is on the surface a truce, yet if in the end there are battles, then it will be great devastation indeed.
我们看启示录第九章。
Let us look at Revelation chapter 9.
启示录第九章。
Revelation chapter 9.
十三节。
Verse 13.
启示录九章十三节。
Revelation chapter 9 verse 13.
说第六位天使吹号的时候，我就听见有声音啊。从神面前金坛的视角出来，十四节。
Verse
14。呼那吹号的第六位天使说啊，把那捆绑在伯拉大河的四个使者释放了，十五节。
Verse 15。
那四个使者被释放啊，他们原是预备好了， 到某年某月某日啊，要杀人的三分之一。十六节
，Verse 16，
马金有两万万，他们的数目我听见了。十七节
，Verse 17，
我一在异象中啊，看见那些马和骑马的，骑马的胸前有甲如佛，以紫玛瑙，并硫磺。马的头好像狮子头，有火有烟有硫磺从马的口中出来。十六节，口中所出来的火与烟啊，硫磺啊，这三样灾要杀掉人类的三分之一啊。这里讲到说啊，天使第六号天使吹号的时候。
Here it records that when the sixth angel sounds his trumpet,
那在伯拉大河那边呢，有四个使者啊，啊会被释放。
Then at the river Euphrates, four angels shall be released.
说他们是被捆绑着啊，啊就是说被约束着。
So these angels were originally bound.
啊，等到有一天呢，那被释放了以后啊，啊他们就为所欲为了。
But after they are released, they can do whatever they want.
说到某年某日啊，他们要杀掉啊人类的三分之一。
Until some day and some hour when they will kill off a third of mankind.
啊，这都是会相继发生的一些事情啊。
Now this is descriptive of some things that will happen.
我们再看十六章。
Let's take a look at chapter 16.
启示录十六章。
Revelation chapter 16, verse 12.
启示录十六章十二节
，Revelation chapter 16 verse 12，
说第六位天使啊，把碗倒在伯拉大河上，河水就干了，要给那从日出之地出来的所来的众王啊，预备道路。十三节
，Verse 13，
我要看见三个污秽的灵，好像青蛙，从龙口、蛇口并假先知的口出来。十四节，他们本是鬼魔的灵啊，施行其事，出去到普天下众王那里，叫他们在神全能者的大日啊聚集征战。十五节
，Verse 15，
看呐、啊，我来像贼一样，那警醒看所衣服，免得赤身而行，叫人见他羞耻的人有福啦。十六节。那三个鬼魔便叫众王啊聚集在一处，希伯来话说啊，叫做哈米吉多顿。这哈米吉多顿呢、啊，是犹太地古时候的一个战场。
The name Armageddon referred to a battleground in the biblical times.
啊，这里谈到说啊，到最后的时候、啊、就是第六号天使啊。啊、把碗、啊、那个显我的碗倒在地上。
Here it describes that the sixth angel will pour a bowl out onto the land.
啊，伯拉大河的水干了、啊、
And the river Euphrates will dry up.
啊，邪灵啊就迷惑众人呐、啊，啊，在哈米吉多顿呐、啊、有一个相当可怕的战争啊。
And that evil spirits will confuse men, and there shall be a battle at Armageddon.
我们在研究那个启示录二十章的时候
，When we study Revelation chapter 20,
啊说啊有一个天使啊啊把那个恶者啊把它捆绑起来放在无底坑。
There is an angel that.Bound the evil one and cast him into a pit.
啊，把他等到一千年了、啊，啊，然后把他放出来。
Until 1,000 years are over and the evil one is released.
啊，在谈说这到底是什么意思
？So we were discussing what the meaning of this could possibly be.
这就是说啊，撒旦呐、啊，他的力量啊，会暂时被控制着，好像被捆绑起来。
It seems that it means for a time Satan's power will be controlled and bound.
所以在这一千年当中啊，就是啊传福音啊的时候。
So these 1,000 years describe the time when the gospel is.
因为撒旦的力量啊被控制着。
Because Satan's power has at this time been controlled.
所以我们现在可以自由的传道理。
So right now, we can freely preach the gospel.
所以就是一千年这个禧年。
And these are the thousand years.
所以一般我们研究的时候就是说这是末世真教会开始末世救恩的时期。
And so typically speaking, this signifies the church at the end of days.
但是一千年结束了以后撒旦会被释放。
But once the thousand years are over, Satan will be released.
最后他会发动万国有一个空前绝后的征战。
And he will incite the nations, and there shall be a great battle.
所以我们从圣经看在末世前半就是恩典的时期。
So we can see from the Bible that in the latter days, the end days, the first half will be that of mercy.
那最后这个恩典的门会关上。
But then the door of mercy will close.
那个时候就是大灾难时期。
Then will come destruction.
魔鬼就用各样的方法来造成世界的动乱征战。
And Satan will use various tactics to incite unrest and violence.
所以末世的现象就是各样的战乱各样的灾难不停的来到。
So therefore, the end of days will be filled with battle and disasters.
所以刚刚我们读过说有征战还有饥荒还有瘟疫地震。
And so, like we read, there will in the end days be earthquakes, there will be plagues, and there will be battles.
我们看启示录第六章。
Let's take a look at Revelation chapter
6. 第八节。
Verse 8.
启示录六章看第七节。
Let's take a look at Revelation
六章第七节。
Revelation chapter 6, verse 7.
说揭开第四印的时候，我听见第四个活物来，对第四个活物说：“你来。”第八节。
Verse 8.
我就观看，看到有一匹灰色马，骑在马上的名字写着死，阴府随着他，有权柄是给他们，他们可以用刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫。野兽杀害地上数分之一的人。这里讲到这个灰色马是代表死亡。
Here speaks of a pale horse that represented death.
说这个印打开的时候，灰色马出来。
And when the seal was opened, this horse will come out.
他用四样的东西就是刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫、野兽。
He will use four things, that is, the sword, famine, plague, and wild beasts.
又杀掉了人类四分之一
To kill another fourth of mankind.
所以我们知道说，这个末后的时候这个灰色马，这些红马跑到哪里，就是战乱、杀人到处都是死亡。
So at the end of days, wherever this horse roams, there will be devastation.
所以我们知道说除了那些征战恐怖的事情以外还有自然环境各样的灾难也是层出不穷。
And other than battles and wars, there will also be natural disasters.
我们跟他说最近气候变化
We all know that there has been great climate change.
有的地方不是洪水就是干旱。
Wherever there isn't a drought, there is floods.
很多地方很多很多的灾难。
Many places have seen many disasters.
最近粮食的价钱增加很高，因为有很多地方饥荒。
And recently, the price of food has risen because many places are experiencing famine.
联合国在统计说十几亿的人口在饥荒当中。
Currently, the United Nations estimates that up to a billion people are living in famine.
另外一个问题就是水源的问题。
The other problem is that of water resources.
因为我们现在能够喝的水也越来越少。
Because drinkable water is becoming less and less.
将来这个水源也会是一个问题。
So in the future, water will be a problem.
另外一个就是污染的问题。
And then there's the issue of pollution.
我们以前都说哇，小孩子吃鱼会健康，会聪明
Before we used to say that if children ate fish, they'll become smarter.
哦，你哦，怀孕的时候，我们跟他讲说啊，要多吃点鱼哦，啊，小孩子要吃点鱼哦，啊，这样才会健康，会聪明啊。
And if our children are about to have children, then we'll say to them, oh, if you feed them fish, then their children will become smart.
那他说啊，现在妇女怀孕的时候不敢吃鱼。
Yet nowadays, pregnant women don't dare eat fish.
因为那个海水污染啊，那个鱼都污染。
Because the waters have been polluted and so have
the fish. 因为有很多的重金属啊。
Because there are heavy metals in it.
啊，所以那个对健康都会有影响。
And they in turn affect our health.
啊，所以本来都是很好的东西啊，现在都污染了。
So what was once good has now become polluted.
哎，有很多农药啦、废物啊，通通排到海里面去。
Many pesticides and many industrial wastes have been cast into the ocean.
啊，所以将来这个海水里面的那个生物啊，可能都没有办法吃啊。
So in the future, maybe that seafood may not be eatable anymore.
还有地震啦、
啊，
或者海啸啦。
And then there are earthquakes and tsunamis.
啊，因为现在灾难太多了。
Because there are way too many natural disasters.
我前一段时间呢，谈到说那个印尼那边海啸，一下子30几万人呐、啊、就死掉了。
And so, Pastor has mentioned that in Indonesia, because of the tsunami, many many people died.
然后久了以后啊，大家忘记掉了。
But after a while, people forgot.
我上一段时间呢、啊、去多米尼加。
Not long ago, I went to the Dominican Republic.
那刚好那个海地啊，发生大地震。
And it happened that there was an earthquake.
因为他们两个国家是同样一个岛。
In Haiti, there was a great earthquake.
还好了，在那个多米尼加这边啊，比较轻微，没什么事。
But thankfully, across the strait in the Dominican Republic, there was not that much damage.
那一次的海地啊，听说也死掉了20-30万人。
But at the time, it was reported up to 200,000-300,000 people in Haiti died.
所以我们看到说啊，现在的灾难啊，有时候一个灾难来就是几十万人，一下子就没有掉了。
So we can see nowadays that when natural disaster comes, hundreds of thousands of people die.
那将来这个灾难啊，会越来越多，会来越来越大。
And in the future, there will be more and more and bigger natural disasters.
我们看耶利米书25章。
Let's look at the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书25章。
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 25.
32节。
Verse 32.
耶利米书25章32节。
Jeremiah, chapter 25, verse 32.
说万军的主如主说啊，看啊，必有灾祸从这个国发到那国，并有大暴风啊从地极刮起。33节。
Verse 33
说从到那日啊，从地这边啊，直到那边呢、啊，都有神所杀的，必没有人哀哭啊，必不得收敛啊，啊不得葬埋啊，啊必在地上成为粪土啊。啊，将来这个灾难越来越多啊，啊最后没有人收埋啊。
So in the end, because of the great disaster, they will not be able to bury the people anymore.
以前曾经在南美洲有一次地震啊，死掉好几万人。
Before in South America, there was an earthquake that caused tens of thousands of casualties.
啊，根本啊没有办法好好安葬啊，就挖了一个洞啊，啊就用推土机把它推进去，就把它盖起来了。
Because they were not able to properly bury them, so they made mass graves.
他说将来啊，因为死掉的人太多啊。没有人去埋葬，也没有人去哭泣啊。
And because the casualties will be so great that no one will be able to mourn or bury these people.
说最后啊，都变成粪土一样。
So they will be as refuse lying on the ground.
我们看以赛亚书的13章。
Let us take a look at Isaiah chapter 13.
以赛亚书十三章。
Isaiah chapter 13.
以赛亚书十三章
，Isaiah chapter 13,
十一节
，verse 11,
十三章十一节
，chapter 13 verse 11,
说我因为邪恶啊，我必因为邪恶刑罚世界，因罪内刑罚恶人，使骄傲人的狂妄主席， 制服强暴人的狂傲，十二节。
Verse 12.
我必使人啊比金金还少，使人比鹅尾纯金更少。这里讲到说这个世界最后的灾难呢、啊，因为神惩罚那些罪人恶人。
Here it says that man will be scarcer than gold because God is punishing the wickedness.
说最后啊，人会比那个金金啊还要少。
Saying that man will be scarcer than gold.
大部分的人啊，坏人啊，都会被消灭掉。
And that the wicked people will be destroyed.
再看三十三章，以赛亚书三十三章。
Let's take a look at Isaiah chapter 33.
以赛亚书三十三章。
Isaiah chapter 33.
十二节
，verse 12，
三十三章十二节
，chapter 33, verse 12，
说将来啊，列邦必像已烧的石灰啊，像已割的荆棘，在谷中啊焚烧啊。说本来像伊甸园的土地啊，但是最后灾难以后啊，就变成那个烧过的石灰一样。
Originally, what was like the Garden of Eden will be described to be as if burned with lime.
我本来想放几张图片呢。
I originally wanted to put up some pictures.
所以我上那个 Google 啊，上去找。
So I went looking on Google.
哦，我打英文一个灾难的字。
I typed in one word, disaster.
哇，那个资料出来很多。
And a lot of results came back.
啊，我就看那个图片哦，那图片。
And I looked picture after picture.
啊，这个打上去呀、啊。他说有四千多万的那个灾难的图片，光光一项。
And apparently there were over four billion pictures of disasters.
各样的灾难啊，天灾啊，地变啊，很多很多的灾难。
And there were a multitude or variety of disasters as well.
他说我们看到说啊，现在世界上的灾难真的越来越多啊。
So we can see that the disasters have increased.
他说将来会有空前绝后的大灾难。
And in the end, there will be a disaster like none other.
主耶稣在讲说啊，如果没有把那个日子缩短啊，说世界上没有一个有血气的能够活下去。
Our Lord Jesus said that if these days had not been shortened, then no one would survive.
那神应许说啊，将来主耶稣再临的时候。
And our Lord, promise that when Lord Jesus comes again,
因为有的人、啊、要活活的见主
because there are some who are promised to see God.
所以那个大灾难的日子说会缩短
so the day of disaster will be shortened.
所以当主耶稣来的时候、啊、有的人、啊、活活的他就会改变他成为灵体被主耶稣迎接
and so that when the final day comes, those people will see God and will be transformed.
不过我们知道说、啊、将来这个灾难是空前绝后的
But we know that this disaster will have none like it before and none after.
但是我们看到说一些灾难啊越来越多啊，这对我们是一种提醒。
But when we see these disasters increasing, it is a reminder to us.
有人说啊，把那个比拉多，把那个加利利人啊，把他们杀掉。
Some people say.That when the people at Galilee were killed,
啊，结果他们在献祭当中，他们的血就掺杂在那个祭物当中。
And when they're making offerings, their own blood was spilled onto the altar.
因为犹太人呢、啊，他们反叛罗马政府就被杀嘛。
Because the Israelites, when they were rebelling against the Romans, they were killed.
啊，有人知道这个事情以后啊，就告诉主耶稣。
So some people, when they knew of this matter, spoke before to Jesus.
主耶稣说啊，你们难道以为啊，那些加利利人，因为他们罪比别人重，所以才受这样的灾殃吗？
And Jesus asked them, "Do you think it was because that the people of Galilee had a more severe sin that this came upon them?"
说你们如果不悔改啊，也是一样的灭亡。
He said to them, if you do not repent, you will also suffer the same end.
说曾经有西罗亚罗啊倒塌下来压死了十八个人。
And there was also another instance where
十八个人被压死。
Where 18 people were smushed to death.
他说难道你们以为啊他们这些死掉的人比所有耶路撒冷人啊更罪恶吗？
And Jesus asked, do you think these people that were crushed were any greater sinners than those in Jerusalem.
他说不是的，如果没有悔改，也要一样的灭亡。
He said, this is not so. If you do not repent, you shall also suffer the same end.
所以看到一些动乱，一些罪恶，一些灾难。
So when we see a lot of wickedness and a lot of unrest,
其实对我们信徒都是相当重要的提醒。
These are actually important reminders to us as Christians.
我们更应当亲近神。
That we should all the more draw close to God.
我们再看马太福音二十四章。
Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 24.
第四节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 4.
马太福音二十四章第四节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 4.
耶稣说你们要谨慎免得有人迷惑了你们。第五节。
Verse 5.
因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督并且要迷惑许多人。接下来看二十四节。
Now let's turn to verse 24.
马太福音二十四章二十三节。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 24, verse 23.
二十三节。
Verse
23. 说那时就有人对你们说基督在这里，不说基督在那里，你们不要相信。二十四节。
Verse 24.
因为假基督假先知将要起来显大神迹大奇事，倘若能行连选民也就迷惑了。这里讲到说这个末世的时候，那个假的宗教假的教会会很多会出现。
Here it describes that in the end times there will be many false religions and false churches.
因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多所以他就想尽办法来迷惑世人。
Because Satan knows that his time is limited, so he will think of all sorts of ways to confuse people.
所以他要尽量找一些人跟他一起走一起灭亡。
So he will try to seek out people to walk with him into destruction.
所以一方面借着偶像的崇拜各样的邪灵的工作。
So on one hand, there are the works of idols and worshipping of evil spirits.
所以我们看到现在那种虚假的宗教崇拜邪灵的工作很多很盛行。
And so we can see that with many false churches, there is a work of evil spirits.
所以很多西方人本来是基督徒他们对那个东方神秘的宗教又很有兴趣。
Originally, there were many Westerners who were Christians, but then they developed an interest for the Eastern religions.
很多人跑到什么印度啦，跑尼泊尔啦，去那边找那些神秘的一些宗教。
Many people went all the way to places like Nepal to look for a religion.
那我们知道那个都是邪灵的工作
Now we know that this is a work of evil spirits.
这是末世的一种现象。
And this is a sign of the end of days.
另外就是假基督假先知的出现。
And then there are the sign of the false Christians or false prophets.
他们虽然用耶稣的名但是不传耶稣的道理。
Even though they come in the name of Lord Jesus, yet they do not preach Lord Jesus' truth.
所以主耶稣说你们称我主主我所教训的你们怎么不遵守呢
So many people will call Lord, Lord, but I will say to them, why did you not obey my commandments?
以赛亚书第四章里面就说到末后的时候有七个女人要拉住一个男人。
So in Isaiah, it records that there will be seven women holding on to one man.
说我们就吃我们自己的东西啦。
They will say, we will eat our own food.
我们穿自己的衣服啦。
We will wear our own clothes.
我们只要归在你的名下就好啦。
As long as we can be considered under your name.
那我们知道这个妇人就是主的教会嘛。
So we know that these women symbolize the church.
教会本来就是基督的心腹就是贞洁的妇人。
Now, the church was originally supposed to be the bride of Christ.
但是我们看到有很多很多的妇人说拉住一个男人。
But we can see that there were many women holding on to one man.
他们是吃自己的东西。
They ate their own food.
这个食物就是道理
Now, this food represents gospel.
本来教会是要传真道的，按照主耶稣的教训来行的。
Originally, the church was supposed to preach Lord Jesus' gospel.
但是他们不是照主的教训啊，他们吃自己的东西。
But they did not do according to Jesus' gospel. They ate their own food.
他们穿自己的衣服，衣服代表人的行为。
They wore their own clothes, and clothes symbolize a man's actions.
他们不按照主的教训进行。
Meaning that they do not do according to the teaching.
只是挂一个名，我是信耶稣的。
They only bear the name of Christian.
说我们主要归在你的名下就好了。
Saying as long as we can be considered under your name.
那这个是末后的现象。
And this is a sign of the end of days.
很多很多啊，假基督、假先知出现。
And so many false Christians and false prophets will appear.
所以保罗就说啊，那个道理如果改变了，那已经不是神的道，已经不是福音了。
And so Paul said, if anyone would change the truth, then it is no longer the truth.
所以耶稣说啊，有些人到处勾引人入教啊，啊，但是最后啊，却让人成为地狱之主。
And so Jesus spoke of men who went around a far way to convert one Christian, but only to make him a son of hell.
所以他们也会行神迹啊。
You see, they can even perform miracles.
也会显大奇事啊。
They can perform many great things.
所以有的选民啊，就受了迷惑。
And so many people will be deceived by them.
所以最后那个敌基督啊，就抵挡真道啊。
And so the Antichrist will block the truth.
啊，抵挡基督啊，啊，反对教会，破坏教会的那个会出现。
And to oppose Christ and to hinder the church, these will appear.
但是我们知道啊，末世的时候人会厌烦纯正的道理。
But we also know that in the end days, people will grow weary of the truth.
啊，会听一些啊西方的一些话语。
And they will listen to other truths.
所以我们就要特别注意啊，啊能够分辨。
So we must be wary and discern.
啊，虽然我们知道说啊，这个末世啊，啊有很多的现象要出来，就是知道说这个世界将要结束。
But even though we know that there are many signs pointing to the fact that the end of days is coming,
但是当挪亚的世代啊，啊将要毁灭之前
，But just as in the days of Noah, when the world
神为当代人呐、啊、预备来一个救恩
，God will bring someone to prepare salvation.
就是主是义人挪亚说你要去造方舟。
That is to say, in those days, God told Noah to prepare an ark.
所有的储存材料样式啊，通通按照神的指示来做。
And all the measurements and materials to make the ark were specified by God.
虽然挪亚花了一百多年的时间啊，造方舟。
Even though Noah took 100 upward years to build the ark.
他一方面造方舟，一方面传警告。
At the same time that he built the ark, he also spread the message.
很多人都看到挪亚所造的很大的一个很大的一个建筑物。
Many people saw Noah building this big structure.
啊，但是啊，没有人进去。
But no one went in.
最后只有挪亚一家跟神拣选的动物啊进到里面。
And in the end, only Noah, his family, and a few select animals were able to enter.
虽然可能啊，当时更坚固的船很多啊。
So at that time, perhaps there were many more stable boats.
但当洪水来的时候啊，所有都灭掉了，唯有挪亚的方舟存得住。
But when the flood came, only Noah's ark withstood.
那所以神也是为我们末世的人呐、啊，预备一个属灵的方舟。
And so God has also created a spiritual ark for the people today.
所以我们看到说啊，这个圣经啊，整本叫做神，它的主题啊，就是神的救恩。
So when we look at the Bible, we see that the main topic is God's salvation.
神怎么来拯救我们世人，这是圣经的主题。
How does God save mankind? That is the main point of the Bible.
启示录啊，就是末世的救恩。
Revelations talks about salvation in the end days.
谈到整个世界最后的局势怎么毁灭掉。
It speaks of how the world will be destroyed at the end.
啊，但于神要把整个世界末毁灭之前，神怎么为人类预备一个救恩。
And how before the world is destroyed, Jesus Christ will prepare salvation.
所以我们看了以后就知道说啊，真教会的出现啊，这个不是偶然的。
So when we look at the facts, the rise of the true church is not sudden.
因为这在圣经里面有非常清楚的应许。
Because it was promised by the Bible.
所以整个圣经啊，就是神的整个救赎计划。
So the entire Bible is a salvation plan of God.
啊，所以真教会整个的开始一直到完成啊，整个都有圣经的根据。
So from beginning to end, the true church is based on the Bible.
因为真教会就是末世的方舟啊，就是神给人类末世的救恩。
Because the true church is the ark at the end of days for people.
所以我们真信徒啊，对这个应当要有正确的认识。
So as true Christians, they need to have this understanding.
我们在这个末世将要灭亡当中，你怎么去抓到你得救的道路？
At the end of days, how do we grasp on to salvation?
那个喜乐伯教会最近有一个新的信徒啊。
In Hillsboro Church, there is a new believer.
有个陆弟兄啊，常常我们看到大家帮助祷告的。
There is a brother Lou that we often see in the prayer request.
啊，他是来留学了以后啊，在这边有相当好的成就。
After he came to study, he had many good progress in his career-wise.
啊，但是后来得了一种没有办法医治的疾病。
But then he contracted incurable disease.
啊，那个疾病啊，到底什么原因啊？不知道，也没有办法治疗。
The reason for that disease was unknown, and it was incurable.
听说以前有一个洋基队的球员啊，也是得到那种病死掉了。
I remember that a long time ago there was a baseball player or some kind of athlete who
啊，所以那个病啊是什么病不知道啊，所以用那个球员的名字来命名。
And so they didn't know what this disease was called at the time, so they simply took the name of the sports team.
因为他太太的妈妈是我们的信徒。
Because his wife's mother, his mother-in-law, was a
believer. 所以知道他生病以后，叫他要跟教会联络。
So she knew to tell him to contact the church.
啊，感谢主啊，我们知道了以后去帮助他祷告啊，他得圣灵。
So thank God, after we found out about this brother, we prayed for him. And he eventually was baptized and believed.
感谢主了，那现在是算是稳定状态了。
Thank God, currently he is in stable condition.
因为他那一种病啊，会越来越没有力量。
Because his disease is degenerative in nature.
很多机能都失掉。
And many of his body parts were
degrading. 那个身体会越来越瘦啊。
And he became,
体重根本没有办法增加。
You would become thinner and unable to gain weight.
啊，感谢主啊！他最近啊，他跟我们讲说，他体重增加了。
But thank God, recently he said that his weight increased.
他本来手都没有力量啊，他现在可以操作电脑了。
Originally he lacked strength in the hands, but now he can type on the computer.
他说现在他还可以勉强站起来啊。
And if he forces himself, he can stand up.
所以他现在安息日来啊，都整天啊。
So now he comes to attend Sabbath the whole day.
感谢主，他见证。
Thank God for his testimony.
他说他得到病的时候，他前面整个的黑暗啊，他知道说他很恐慌啊，不晓得该怎么办。
He said that when he first contracted the disease, it was all darkness before him.
感到很无助。
He felt powerless.
啊，没有希望。
And without hope.
啊，那来信主以后，他感到说有一个稳定的力量。
But after he believed in Christ, he felt a steady strength.
虽然同样在生病当中。
Even though he was still in the state of being sick.
但是他知道说主跟我同在，我不惧怕。
But he knew that as long as Christ was with him, he would not
need to be afraid. 有一个非常稳定的一股力量。
And there was a steady strength.
所以他很喜欢读圣经，很喜欢唱诗。
And so he likes to sing hymns and read the Bible.
啊，虽然唱不出来，读不出来，他就叫那个看护他的，就你读圣经给我听。
And if he himself could not sing out loud or read the Bible by himself, he would ask others to help him.
啊，就用电脑啊，把那个诗歌啊，在那边放，在那边听。
And so he would often use his computer to sing hymns or to listen to the Bible.
因为他找到了神了，他找到了盼望。
Because he found God, so he found hope.
所以末世真教会真的是末世的救恩。
So we can see that the true church really is the salvation.
阿摩斯书里面说啊，神要把大卫倒塌的帐幕把它重新建造起来。
And the Lord said that he will raise up the tabernacle of David again.
实实在在的教会会来变质了。
The church in the end days will change, though.
但是神在末世借着圣灵建设真教会。
But at the end days, God will use his spirit to set up the true church.
还要恢复原始的纯正的信仰。
To make the believers faith like that as it originally was.
啊，传扬全备让人真正能够得救的真福音。
So that the true gospel can once again be preached.
所以圣经里面呢，有很多啊关于真教会的一些应许。
The Bible has many signs pertaining to the true church.
所以希伯来书里面说啊，我们乃是来到一个永远不震动的国啊。
So Hebrews says that we have come to the kingdom that shall not be shaken.
因为但以理书里面神说啊，列国还在的时候啊，啊神会设立一个国度。
Because in Daniel it records that as the nation still exists, there will be one nation that rises up.
啊，将来所有地面上的国度啊都消失掉了。
And when all the other nations have passed away.
但是神所设立的这个国度要存到永远。
Yet the kingdom established by God will last forever.
这是神的教会。
This is God's church.
啊，有神作王。
With God as
king. 有耶稣的宝血的救恩。
With salvation through the blood of
Christ. 有千万的天使在服侍啊那些啊得救的人。
With thousands of angels waiting upon the saved.
啊，说这是一个永远不震动的国度。
This is a kingdom that shall not be shaken.
他说我们既然呢、啊、进到这个国度，说要存着虔诚敬畏的心呢 啊， 啊来侍奉神。
And now that we have entered into this kingdom, we must remain respectful and fervent.
啊，所以我们在我们知道说啊，末日临近呢、啊，我们也要做一些预备。
And we know that now that the end of days is near, we must make preparations.
就是要把握得救的机会。
That is, we must grasp hold of the opportunity for salvation.
尤其我们信徒，我们已经信主了。
Of especially us Christians who have already
我们家里面有一些人、啊、还没有信主的。
We might have members in our family who have not yet believed.
我们要把握机会，把道理赶快传给我们的家人。
We must utilize the opportunity to preach to our family.
主耶稣说、啊、你信耶稣，神的救恩要进到你的家，要救你的家人。
Jesus said, the gospel has entered into your home to save your family.
当然不是说我们一个人信主啊，代表啊，全家都得救，不是这样了、啊。
That's not to say that a single person that believes can by proxy save
his entire family. 因为神救了我们。
But rather, God has called
要透过我们把福音啊临到我们这个家庭。
That through us, our family can receive the gospel.
所以我们要努力啊，向我们的家人啊传福音。
So we must preach diligently to our family.
保罗说啊，我为我骨肉之亲啊，心里常常感到很伤痛。
Paul said he often felt sorrow for his blood and bone brothers.
因为他本来也不认识神啊。
Because he originally did not know Christ.
他得到救恩以后，基督说这么宝贵。
Once he received the gospel, he knew how precious.
所以有机会啊，就一直想要传给自己的家人。
So he constantly, whenever he had the chance, tried to preach it to his family.
但是不但没有办法接受，反而他遭了很多的逼迫。
But not only were they unable to accept the gospel, yet
he was persecuted. 所以他感到很难过。
So he was really sad.
我想我们有时候啊，我们虽然信主得救，但是我们对我们的家人能不能得救，好像都没有关心呢。
Sometimes we as Christians, we may care about our own salvation, but we may not care so much about our family salvation.
箴言里面说啊，有人要被千刀宰杀之地。
The Bible says that there is someone being led to the slaughter.
我们都要想办法，都要把他救出来。
We must think of a way to save this person.
何况我们的亲人啊，他们没有得到救恩啊，将来就是灭亡啊。
Otherwise, if our family do not receive salvation, then it is destruction.
所以我们要让神的爱激励我们呢，我们要充满神的爱。
So we must be motivated by the love of God and let it fill us.
啊，去体会耶稣基督啊的心情啊，来救更多的人。
And be able to feel what Jesus Christ feels and save others.
我们也要常常警醒祷告，保守圣洁。
We must take great care to be holy and to pray.
啊，要切实彼此相爱。
and to love one another in truth.
因为我们都是天路天国道路的伴侣。
Because we are all partners in this walk towards heaven.
所以我们都要像那个基路伯一样，张开翅膀，彼此相连的携手同行天国的道路。
And so we must be like the Gibraltar, going towards heaven.
不要像那个山羊啊啊，在那边刺来刺去。
We should not be like the rams fighting against each other.
说那个雉鸡啊，吃饱了不吃啊，就把它弄乱了、啊，不给人家吃。
Or like the chicken who would not let each other eat.
所以主耶稣说，我们要学习像绵羊一样，不可以做山羊。
So we must be like sheep. We can't be like rams.
啊，真正能够同心合意啊，啊，能够成为一家，有一家的精神，一体的精神。
We must be of one heart with the concept that we are one family.
啊，一起来走天国的道路。
And walk together towards the heavenly home.
所以我们要真正切实彼此相爱。
And so we must love one another in truth.
啊，彼此互相的提携，互相的扶持，互相劝勉，互相帮助。
To encourage one another, to support one another.
最近在学习那个上行诸诗啊。啊，诗篇里面呢、啊，120篇到134篇叫上行诸诗。
Recently I was studying the Song of Ascent in Psalms.
因为那个是他们要到圣殿去拜神的诗歌。
Because that was a psalm for them to go up to the temple
to worship. 那个15首诗歌啊，就是他们诗班啊，每上一个台阶啊，就唱一首诗，这样慢慢唱上去。
And as they approached the steps and went up the steps, they would sing another psalm.
啊，所以第一首啊，啊就比较遥远，说在那个基达外邦之地。
And so the beginning psalms would describe them as being further.
啊，然后慢慢的向着神的殿前行。
And it would eventually progress to them going towards the temple.
到了最后一首啊，就进到神的殿，座位在那里颂赞神。
And at the last psalm, it would describe them being in the temple praising God.
啊，那个祷数的第二首啊，就133首。
And so, Psalm 133.
说弟兄和睦同居啊，是何等的善，何等的美。
It describes how sweet is it for brothers to fellowship
together. 所有神啊，命定永生的福气在里面。
And that there is God's blessing inside of it.
所以我们让我们知道说啊，真正能够达到一体啊，能够真正弟兄和睦同居啊，这是灵性上是一个相当的程度。
So we can see that for brothers to be of one heart to fellowship, it is a high standard indeed.
啊，真的是不是很容易。
It is not easy.
虽然我们常常讲我们要彼此相爱，彼此相爱，但是要真正做到，真的不容易。
Even though we often say we must love one another, yet to do so is much harder.
像那个十五首诗的到第14首啊，已经连线上一个高峰了。
Just like when they sang up to the 14th psalm, they would already be at a very high level.
那主耶稣讲的说啊，人家对你不好啊，你还要赦免他啊，为他祷告。
Now Jesus said, if others treat you badly, you should still pray for them.
本来彼得啊，以为他灵修蛮好的啦。
Originally, Peter thought his spirituality was pretty.
后来跟主耶稣讲。
So he said to Jesus,
有人得罪我啊，啊我饶恕他七次，够吗？
So he said to Jesus, if someone wrongs me and I forgive him 7 times, is that enough?
我想彼得是要表现啊，你看一个人得罪我，我都七次都饶恕他了，很不错啦。
It's probably that Peter wanted to boast that it was already pretty good for him to forgive someone 7 times.
那主耶稣说啊，不是七次啦。
Jesus Christ said it's not 7 times.
70个7次啦。
But 77 times.
真的不容易。
It's really not easy.
但是这是我们努力的目标。
But this is a goal which we must be diligent towards.
我们一起默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen.